My first question is, you choose as name for your band Diary of Dreams, but your songs are very, very sad. Why don't you choose something else like Diary of Nightmares? Or
well, I do not think that a sad dream necessarily is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was always very important that all emotional possibilities of dreamscapes can find their place in my music, and therefore I would never call it just, you know, nightmares, because there's positive thoughts in there as well, there's hope in there as well, and the urge to fight and the urge to struggle against all odds, and so I wouldn't see the negative aspect too strong. Of course, I describe a lot of sad and melancholic aspects, but I always think there's hope and there's a reason to fight.
Okay. On your last CD, Mensch Find, you came back to something colder than on the Freak Perfume. It's less dance floor on the music. Is it conscious or?
Well, Mensch Find is the follow-up mini album to Nigredo, which is actually the last album. So there's you're missing one record between Freak Perfume and between Mensch Find.
And
that album is in itself is very dark as well. It's very deep and very dark and very subconscious and less dance floor, less easy in the production aspect. It's the whole sound of Nigredo and Mensch Find are more complex and structured and deeper and more really attack more the subconscious mind than the friendliness of the mood. You know, it's not like really a dance friendly record.
Okay, and on the Nigredo, you use for the picture raven.
Yes, true. Yes.
And why on this one did you choose a drawing instead of pictures? I mean, instead of photography as on the other records.
That's a good question. I've been looking for pictures of ravens all over the place, and it was very difficult to find the raven that I wanted to. And at one point, I bumped into this artist, German artist who makes wonderful drawings, and I thought that it was a really good thing to have it drawn, because it goes together very well with the whole meaning of Nigredo, which is in English it's called the blackening, if you translate it, and it's in ancient alchemy. Nigredo is symbolized by a black raven. So that's where the combination is. It's not like this gothy cliche thing that I thought we need to have a black raven on the cover. It's more like it's really a complete background. And if they would have said it's a white dove, then I would have used the white dove instead of the black raven, you know. And yes, you know, to me, there is a travel, a journey on that record from the main protagonist, from the story that we put together, and this person is called Catharsia, and this man, you know, he puts his thoughts, his feelings, and his emotions on paper, and basically makes a document of his journey. And so I thought it is a good idea to also have drawn, scribbled aspects and details on the record, you know, on the cover, in the booklet, etc., and that's why this whole concept, visual concept, came together.
Where do you find all your influence for the lyrics and for the music? Is it only personal subject, or
mostly? Yes, it's. I think my life is probably very extreme, very intense, and a lot of things I experience find their reflection in my work. And my dream world is extremely alive, which sometimes does bother me even a little. But it always gives me a lot of good stuff to write about, and this my subconscious being seems to be quite energetic. So I guess that is the main origin. But as well, you know, all day experiences of anger, fear, sadness, aggression or wrath, anger, all these emotions find their little place in my work. And then of course art of whatever sort can be an inspiration, but not in that sense that I hear something and I want to sound the same, but more that it awakens a feeling inside of me, and that feeling I want to put on paper, or I want to put in music. And so literature, movies, music, theater, opera, whatever, can be a very, very strong impact.
For your songs, you use either English or German languages. When do you choose one of these languages?
That's really difficult to say, because there is no concept in my production work. I don't approach every song the same way, so at some point I decide the language, or I decide to write the lyrics. And for instance, I had a song on the maxi single to Nigredo, Giftraum maxi CD. There is a track on there which was meant to be in German, and I translated it into English because I found that in German it sounded cheesy, so I just, you know, translated it and sang it in English, and I thought it was wonderful that way, so we kept it. I still have the German version actually on my computer. And actually there's even one track where I do speak a little French on Freak Perfume.
Yeah. A really nice song.
Thank you very much. La Rébellion du Silence. Yeah, a good track. And I wish I could speak better French, and then I would definitely do more in French as well. But to me, English and German really are sort of mother languages, so it's quite easy for me to write in these languages, and in French it's really hard work. Yeah, and I need help as well. So that's not very, very good if you try to be in a constructive, creative mood, and if you have to look at every second word up in a dictionary, that's not really helpful. So, but it's not a conscious decision really when I decide the language. It's more like what fits in what mood. And the German language is harder, is very precise from the whole phonetic aspect, and so it's very, very good to sing it when you want it to sound hard, and then I like it.
It's my first. What do you think of the evolution of the group?
What do I think of the evolution of my band?
Yes. Maybe because at the beginning it was only your band. I mean, you were all alone, and you performed all the instruments by yourself.
Yeah.
And right now you are with Gona, and you use every time the same guys with the keyboards. And
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's in this way.
What do I think of the evolution? It's difficult to say. You know, it's like asking somebody, "What do you think of your life?" I look back, and I have a history, a musical history of 15 years now. 15 years ago, Diary of Dreams was founded. In 1994, the first record was released. So it's even 11 years since the debut album. So, you know, it's like a development. It's not, once again, it's not something that you like plan all through. Things happen or things don't happen, and life goes on. Whatever happens, life goes on. And I'm very happy if I look back, and I've had very, very many moments that I really loved very much, that I thought were wonderful moments. And I have a lot of memories, and I played in over 20 countries with Diary of Dreams, which is an honor to be able to say that. And un grand plaisir. And I don't know. It's to me. I'm happy. I can't look back and say anything bad. It's every evolution, every change that we went through was a change that was important for the band and important for us as personalities. And I'm very happy and very fortunate to be able to say that these days we have a band together, a bunch of people that just really behave more like a family and that belong together and that can work together extremely well. And every person in the band and in the whole family, you know, like also technicians and our manager and booker and our sound guy in the studio, our sound guy on stage, lighting guy, and all these people, it's a wonderful atmosphere, and it's the greatest thing on earth to be able to have these people.
So about your performance in live, I read some on your website that you will perform some acoustic show.
Mm-hmm.
How will you change your music to do it?
Well, it's not really a complete acoustic show. In September, October, we're going to play 3 shows that will have an acoustic block, like a few songs in the middle of the set, probably, that will be played completely live acoustic. And we're not completely 100% sure yet what instruments we'll use, but probably mainly piano, guitar, and vocals. And on the past tour, the Live Negredo 05 tour, we did play one song like that, which was Amok, and the people loved it. They really, 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 really loved it. It was amazing for us to see how much they picked up on a very simple performance. It was, simple in the sense of piano and vocals. It was nothing more. And they really enjoyed it very much, and so we thought, since we got a lot of mails from people asking us to do more like that, we thought, sure, why not? You know, if people like it that much, then it's our pleasure to play like that. And so we'll probably play a couple songs, performing in an unusual way, and then put that into the context of a normal Diary of Dreams live performance.
What is your best remembrance with the group? Live rehearsals.
Yeah, what is your best remember?
I have to actually. I would have to look into myself for a moment, but there's a lot of moments that were very, very special and. You know, good times and bad times, but whenever the band is together, it's a good time. You know, the past tour, for instance, is something that is very close to me still. We were on tour for 4.5 weeks. That was very special. It was a very good thing to be, you know, in one bus with 12 people for 4.5 weeks. It was very special. It was a mixture of a great experience, holiday, and work, you know. So it's a good thing to do. Besides that, touring in South Africa was an enormous experience, and pretty much every concert we do together is very special. I'm very excited to meet the guys every single time we sit together. It's just wonderful. So the all-day experience is what makes me happy, really. So I couldn't point out one specific moment, really, at least not at this point.
I wanted to know if you've got an idea of what will be on your DVD for next year.
Mm-hmm. We're still a bit silent about that because a few of the things we want to be surprises. But for sure we'll have some recordings, live recordings from the concerts, of course, and they're recorded in Germany during the shows in Frankfurt, Magdeburg, and in Frankfurt, think we're back to work and hold on a second. Essen, sorry about that. And then we'll of course have some special stuff on there, like some special little clips, not video clips, but stuff we recorded ourselves. And Gauna and I will personally put a lot of work into that. So a lot of the little movies and the little special things on the DVD are made by him and myself. So definitely something to look forward to. It's we're very excited, and we do a lot of recordings for that, noise and sound recordings, and we actually work on the movie ourselves. It's more a movie than a live DVD.
Okay. I wanted to know, what is your favorite book and what is your favorite movie?
You'll be very happy to hear that, actually, because one of my absolutely favorite writers is Jean-Paul Sartre.
Uh-huh.
And his book, Les Jeux sont faits.
Oui.
That's my favorite book. And my favorite movie is La Cité des Enfants Perdus.
Yeah, the Jean-Pierre Jeunet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely stunning movie. I love it.
Okay. So, thank you. can you tell us a last word, and maybe in French or something like that?
Yeah, let me try. Bonsoir, messieurs, dames. Merci pour écouter. Je regrette que je ne parle pas très bien français. Excusez-moi. Et la rébellion du silence. J'aime la France. À bientôt.
Merci beaucoup. Bye.
Bye bye. Au revoir.